boss commanded him from Mangueira in UIC. And he's also a lecturer in international journalism in UIC. Let's welcome Mark Marcon.
I've got shaky knees just being up here. I've been watching TED off and on for a year or two now since I found it when I was doing research for another class in another world, so to speak, on the other side of the world. And depending on the mood of my computer, I still try to catch the TED videos when I can. So I'm actually up in a TED thing, so I'm a little intimidated. I'm also actually very, very stimulated because knowing what TED does, TED is a place where a lot of good ideas and things are set in motion. It's kind of like a big version of the little kid who just pushes the bottle just to make something happen. The little bitty kid who's just realizing about motion and action, and they sit on the floor there just to aggravate their mom a little bit and just push the bottle and make it roll across the floor. Well, one thing I've continued to notice solid thing I keep seeing over and over again, and I think more of the speakers here and more of the older people that are here will bear me out on this, but I think young people will see this also. When people have a problem and they don't take care of it, continuously they have a problem and they don't take care of it, usually a personal problem, they can be good people gone bad. They can be good people who suddenly became terrible to work with and terrible to be around with because they just don't take care of that problem. Relationships are very important, whether it's with a roommate, a spouse, potential spouse, a coworker, employer, other employees. Relationships make us or break us. Or at least it seems that way. They make life very good. You meet somebody new, it's great, you're in love, life is never better. You break up, it's terrible, it's horrible, life has never been worse. Relationships have a lot to do with how we do. Some of us start off like here as freshmen, first year people, MCP. This is my MCP group taken back in the fall after we killed off some stuff just down the road here. The food had no chance. That was a very, very hungry group of people. Establishing a strong relationship right there. Other working relationships sometimes can be very, very stimulating and very interesting. This is a picture I took in Thailand under Chiang Mai. Sylvester Stallone, John Rambo, with our staff in his film. This is the Snake House just outside of Chiang Mai, where they include it on the local tours if you go to the elephant farm or the tiger place or the monkey place nearby, the monkey school, which is also very interesting. These are people in a different sort of working relationship. Their fame is, of course, in film to a small extent. And of course, Stallone, he's still making movies, last I heard. This is one sort of relationship. These are just, many relationships. Think about relationships here for a minute. Think about the good and the bad. Then I've got an idea. At work, you make more friends. Sometimes you go out after work. This lightens the relationship. This makes it better. You get a chance to talk, which is one of the big things in relationship. You get a chance to communicate, which over and over again proves the difference in a good relationship or a bad relationship or non-relationship. Okay, I've mentioned the part about the people that don't take care of problems, how they continue to be a major problem, thorn in the side for those of us at work. Over and over again, it didn't matter if it's newspaper, radio, education, wherever I was working, this was a problem. Still is. Not at the moment, but elsewhere it's a problem. Okay. Like I said, TED is where things get set in motion. And I'm using this little platform moment on the soapbox here to try and get something in motion that affects us all. These bad relationships at work, a lot of times are brought on by a lack of attention to the personal situation. And a lot of the, it's really an imbalance. We have seminars to improve our work abilities. We have training. We have all kinds of things to take care of the immediate thing, which affects the dollar, the income, our job. But we're not taking care of these other situations, which also come in off the side and affect our job as well. Too many times, there's always somebody, especially in large places in media, where there's a lot of pressure, there's deadline, and there's demand. So, why aren't we taking care of that? On a consistent basis. If you're younger, you still got your grandparents who could be your village elders. They can tell you about things they've known you since before you were born, and they can advise, they can help in some matters. When you're older, like I am, and they're gone. You know, you have occasional village elders, sometimes on the work staff that you're with. These are good. But when there is no village elder, why don't we take care of that? Why don't we start bringing in some people that can help us and help those who are in these problems that are giving us such a bad time on our job or just need a little help before it gets so bad? Relationships, they need a little help. So what I'm hoping is maybe somebody through Ted or one of these videos or something like that, maybe somebody sitting here will pick up the idea and move with it towards getting us a little bit of help out there so we don't have to put up with some of the things we have to put up sometimes at work or school. And it sounds a bit off the wall, bureaucratizing assistance, bureaucratizing help. Well, that, of course, will move people right away to go and do it on their own because they don't want to deal with the bureaucracy of help, bureaucratized help. It's available in some places you find it, and some places, in some situations, it's probably done some good. However, overall, it would be much better if we could move it back to the situation where we're actually helping each other through the concerns and the assistance of those who can counsel us, who can bring forth the information, the advice that we need to get through and cope with these problems. We, I mean, I'm talking in general here, not anyone in particular, of course. At work, as a journalist for over 30 years, I worked a number of beats, and of course, as always, and I told my students this, people skills pay off. People skills, more often than not, even a lot of times more often than the writing ability, than your ability to handle that, gets you the story. After that, of course, you get some help from the editors, other reporters. They can make your story a bit better. You still need something like that on the personal side in some cases, and there are very many people who do. But we've been ignoring that. We've been taking care of, at least our companies, our bosses, our CEOs, have been taking care of the upfront, right at the dollar situations, not take care of other things which also affect output and productivity. So, if we can ask some of those people in charge to start taking care of some of the other problems we've been ignoring, the personal side, a little help once in a while, that would go a long way. We have seminars, like I said, helping them out on the job, all these things, but we're not taking care of the rest of it. Simple, I want to keep it straight, I want to break it down to the point. We're missing a focus in our daily attention, in our work, in our worry about work, our concerns with work, our concerns with ourselves. We're not giving enough attention either. The personal side isn't getting the advice and the counseling it needs, and we're paying for it. You haven't found that yet, but you will sometimes soon on the job, or maybe you've already noticed sometimes there are classmates who are troublesome because they're not taking care of a problem. There are roommates sometimes who are not taking care of a problem and you're not getting enough sleep at night. Little things like this need attention. So it's just kind of a vague idea, but on the other hand, I think it's quite acceptable that we move forward to start taking care of the personal side that we're not doing. The missing parts. Start taking care of the missing parts. Thank you.